Diplomacy in motion, Manila talks, a near-complete India deal, and Ukraine's methodical strikes. Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov has arrived in the Philippines for ASEAN ministerial gatherings, and both Washington and Moscow have signaled openness to a meeting with Secretary of State Rubio on the sidelines. If it takes place, it would represent the highest-level direct U.S.-Russia contact in months. An opening that arrives while Ukraine's general staff confirmed strikes on Russian radar installations, ammunition depots, and UAV command posts on July 20th and 21st, including a hit on a Bussol-S coastal surveillance radar that degrades Russia's ability to monitor Ukrainian naval activity in the Black Sea. A potentially more consequential diplomatic development is receiving far less attention. Rubio and Indian External Affairs Minister Jay Shankar have described a U.S.-India trade deal as almost complete. If that language holds, it would represent a significant achievement in a relationship long complicated by India's trade surplus with the United States and its historical resistance to opening markets to American agricultural and manufactured goods. The deal would also represent a strategic pivot toward building Indo-Pacific economic partnerships capable of serving as counterweights to Chinese economic influence, an objective that has gained urgency as U.S.-China technology tensions escalate. Secretary Rubio separately called for global isolation of Nicaragua after President Ortega announced the country will never again hold elections. A declaration that goes beyond gradual democratic erosion into explicit abolition of electoral accountability. Rubio characterized the statement as a revelation of Ortega's true authoritarian nature. Whether isolation as a policy tool can produce meaningful change remains an open question. Cuba has faced isolation for six decades without fundamental political transformation. Trump ally and MAGA media figure Laura Loomer made a visit to Kyiv and publicly stated she had fallen for Russian propaganda, without specifying which claims she now believes were false. The acknowledgement is notable because her audience represents the demographic most exposed to and persuaded by Russian narratives about Ukraine. Whether the statement signals a broader shift in that media ecosystem or is an isolated data point remains unclear. The Manila talks, if they materialize, will be watched closely for any signal that a Ukraine off-ramp both sides can accept is being seriously explored.